I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, we're a week away from an election that will change everything one way or the other. There are lots of different scenarios about what might happen, most of them terrifying. We've never had an election like this before with so much at stake. But the bottom line is, and I don't think this has ever been true before, but if the incumbent wins, the United States of America will cease to be what it was. It will be something else. It will most likely become a fascist dictatorship, which is kind of how it's being run right now, although there are still a few, not many, but a few guardrails to keep him from doing anything that he wants. But he does pretty much anything that he wants. We could be at civil war in a week. There has never been an election that was this profoundly stressful. Everything about this administration is terrible. Everybody in the administration is corrupt, or they wouldn't be there. And yes, they would love to roll back civil rights as much as they possibly could. And yes, women are totally screwed if he wins again. I mean, that's it. You want to have rights? Forget about it. With the new illegitimate person on the Supreme Court, well, she pretty much would usher in a new era for America. If you want a preview of what that might be like, watch some episodes of A Handmaid's Tale. I mean, it's nightmarish what they want to do. But I guess today, right, it's our last opportunity before the election to talk about how awful he has been for sex, just in general, horrific. We may see the loss of the right to privacy, which is the basic foundation for our right to access to contraception, our right to access to abortion, and a whole host of other things for women. So that's truly terrifying. And it really, really could happen if this guy is reelected. And it really, really could happen unless we realign the Supreme Court by adding more people to it. If we win, and we win the Senate, that's gotta happen. Because there's really no future for America with this Supreme Court. They would happily kill us. And they are. They are forcing people to vote under dangerous circumstances. They don't seem to be big on voting rights. This solidly extremist Supreme Court could shape America into something we don't even recognize. So all of that is terrifying. I've noticed one thing with the president. If he says he likes you, that means he probably wants to kill you. He loves the uneducated, and he's killing them with COVID. He loves women, but he would take away all of their rights, one in the last 50 years. But the one thing that he doesn't get mentioned for enough is just how bad he has been for gay people. Now, I mention this because Melania, who is probably our most irrelevant first lady, just did a speech where she said that her husband is all for gay people. She says he's someone who sees potential in everyone he meets, no matter their gender, race, religion, or sexual orientation. Well, by that, I think she means potential to worship him, potential to be used, but not really for anything good. Unless you define what you mean by potential, that's just scary words. Then she says, Donald loves helping people, and he loves seeing those around him in his country succeed, and he has a very big heart and a great sense of humor. Well, if those things are true, couldn't he show us some of that? Because I've never seen him have a sense of humor. I'm pretty doubtful he has a heart, and the only person he seems to want to help is himself. And then there was the truly embarrassing Tiffany Trump speech. Vanity Fair described it as a 10-minute long train wreck. You don't actually get to see her out speaking very much, and this is why. She mentions the LGBTQIA+ community, where she left out T for transgender, because her father's history with transgender people and the Republicans' history with transgender people has just been horrific. What all these people do is gaslight us to say, hey, what you see with your own eyes, that's just a lie. She tried to claim that her father really was supportive of the gay community, minus transgender people, of course, but that is the opposite of true. Now, we've been covering this for a while, but HRC has put together a nice little list for us, and let's just go through it very quickly. Opposition to the Equality Act, appointed anti-LGBTQ judges, joked about Pence's desire to hang LGBTQ people, supported employment discrimination, banned transgender service members, rolled back Obama-era non-discrimination protections, issued rule to license discrimination, kicked people living with HIV out of the military because of their status, created a hostile work environment for LGBTQ federal employees, undermined the Section 1557 rule of the Affordable Care Act that would allow excluding LGBTQ people from protections, advocated for the elimination of the entire Affordable Care Act, which of course would hurt gay people, created a religious discrimination division, proposed cutting over $1.35 billion from PEPFAR, issued guidance for schools on transgendered students that supported discrimination, rejected complaints from transgender students, suggested it is acceptable for schools to discriminate against LGBTQ students, rescinded rules on sexual assault, eliminated language protecting LGBTQ children who participate in the 4-H program, used Title IX to discriminate against trans students, allowed emergency shelters to deny access to transgender and gender non-conforming people, placed transgender incarcerated persons in the wrong prison, allowed foster care programs to discriminate while accepting taxpayer funds, refused visas to partners of diplomats, changed rules to deny surrogate-born children citizenship, erased transgender people by simply denying that they exist with a new definition from HHS, eliminated information on LGBTQ rights mentions and representation on government websites, blocked questions regarding sexual orientation from consideration for the census, refused to recognize LGBTQ people in National AIDS Day address, and around the world refused LGBTQ asylum seekers fleeing violence, banned embassy pride flags, left the UN Human Rights Council, refused to condemn attacks on LGBTQ people in Chechnya and Brunei. Phew, I don't even know how many that was. But it's probably the worst record of all time on LGBTQ rights. So basically, Melania and Tiffany, fuck the both of you. And of course, I don't mean that literally, because I find the both of you disgusting and couldn't even imagine sex with you. And of course, we know at this point that if you've been watching the president, if you've been watching more than just sound bites from his rallies, you know that he's completely insane. He's gone. He says just gibberish and nonsense. So there is the possibility that America will re-elect a man who is literally out of his mind and was extremely mentally ill before he even became president, and he's gotten so much worse. And his insanity has infected the entire White House and everyone around. For example, Stephen Miller. Yes, he's essentially a Nazi. But they're so desperate to go after the Democrats, and Joe Biden is just not a lot to go after. You might not like him, you might not like some of his policies, but he's a pretty regular Joe. And they can't understand him because he's not somebody who's motivated by money. He doesn't care if he's rich. And they keep talking about pedophilia because it ties in with the whole QAnon thing. And Miller claimed that Biden would incentivize child smuggling and child trafficking on an epic global scale. What is that based on? Not only has this administration done nothing to deal with the problem of child sex trafficking, during this administration, the number of prosecutions for child sex trafficking has actually gone down, way down. Actual anti-child sex trafficking advocates have said that the Trump administration is only posturing while actually making things worse for survivors. And I'm not making this up. This is actually true, because there was a whistleblower complaint about it. The administration diverted anti-trafficking money from well-respected nonprofits and sent it to organizations like Hookers for Jesus. So America, please, get out there and vote this monster out of office. Allow America to continue to be a democracy. Bring justice back to the Justice Department. Go back to our values of having clean air and water. Turn away from the rampant racism that is tearing our country to pieces. I'm not saying just get out there and vote. I'm saying get out there and vote for Joe Biden and put Trump out of office and out to pasture.